I don't know whether she asked you or this came up in the conversation, but if she had asked you what you thought her risk of recurrence was without any systemic therapy and, say, with endocrine therapy, what numbers would you have given her?
She did not ask that, thank goodness. And I think it would be very difficult to project these kind of numbers because for these smaller cohorts, these, less than 1 centimeters, this is like, on the verge T1A, T1B, for these small with HER2 positive, it's very difficult to work out a recurrence rate. Now, having said that, Neil, to me, pathology drives everything. And with this being so aggressive, this is one of the most aggressive pathologies I'd ever seen, I would have thought her chances of recurrence were extremely high. My guess is that this would have already seeded vascularly.
How much do you think that would have been lowered by endocrine therapy?
Again, very hard to say in this kind of patient, but I would have guessed with the ER positivity and the PGR positivity, even with the HER2, that it would have been reduced about another 8 to 10%.
What I typically do with these things is I do run them on adjuvant online with all
Yes.
the caveats and limitations that you might find from that. And what that is going to show, having run a number of these simulations previously for similar patients, is that the utility of chemotherapy would, in fact, be quite low. And so that raises a whole other issue.
But I
and
mean,
that
what
is,
risk would adjuvant have spun out of this, do you think? Baseline risk without treatment.
HER2 is not a component of the adjuvant online.
Right.
But if you talk to Peter Ravdin, who's reviewed the literature on the impact of HER2 alteration on prognosis in large databases, the relative risk is about 1.5 fivefold for recurrence. So if you multiply whatever you were to get from adjuvant online, which is going to be low, it's going to be low double digit maybe in this case, and if you multiply that by 1.5, you're still talking about, low double digit percentages probably of risk with no additional treatment even. And so if you reduce that by, 30% with chemotherapy, the absolute benefit will be very small indeed. And the absolute risk reduction from endocrine therapy will probably also be small. The key issue in terms of tumor biology that we can have an impact on, I think, in this case, there's HER2 gene amplification. And, you can argue in terms of hazard ratio, the biggest impact on HER2 biology is adjuvant trastuzumab. And so I would argue that probably the single most important component of this patient's treatment might actually be trastuzumab, perhaps followed by endocrine therapy, and the chemotherapy, I'm not sure, would necessarily be in the cards. But, you could look at these simulations and see if the small single-digit absolute benefits of chemo would be something that the patient would want to take.
That 1.5-fold was multiplied for the HER2?
If you multiply what you get from adjuvant online by 1.5, that'll give you approximately what you would expect in a HER2-positive
Yes.
population,
Yes.
if you multiply the risk of recurrence by 1.5.
So just to add to that, then on top of that, Neil, supposedly on adjuvant online, you're also supposed to multiply by another 1.5 for the less than 35 age group. And then on top of that, you've got the LVI as well. And, this was a horrible lesion. So,
Horrible little lesion.
Horrible little lesion, admittedly.